tara tama ringo wona kamata na kisha mata malek solgo si yung api ama ukaler ni rakslongalo digacanik digacer tu rakslonga pagsi buma ana digacer mga digacer tu rakslonga naga kakarigak si sir ni rakslonga tamar resha waglaudat laikalawit ka ikisa mata ta na napit layu wakslongalo pilek buma Tak mahu tak kira ni kau tiga tegar rasa agla tera nanti agla nu kalau mungkin dapat rasa kata kena ni meteri dapat tema kalau dia lasip juga kisah mata kalau panik kalau dia lasip malu akar dia lasip malu pergi juga. Mereka anggukam nurlek ikayu dia iraklogi tamat kau pilihau katka. Temane inyuk sunrakman sunrakkanga temangu gacamut kacak dekanga. Aglanu bohongi nyujami luda. Temas sunrak tamnik inyung nut kacira kau dekju gajak.
Yeah, and along the years, now he was old enough to, when his mom make a snare for him, at that time he could snare rabbits and ptarmigans. And he says he was helping his parents by doing this now, catch ptarmigans and rabbits. And then besides snaring them, he had his own bow and arrow. And he also caught ptarmigans and rabbits with his bow and arrow. And he says, long time ago, even now, when you're with your first catch you give away to an elderly person in the village. But at that time, when he was a young boy, they were away from these people. They were living by themselves down there at that camp. So he says he don't remember his father giving his catch away to any old person, because they were away from the people. Should we say he was about 15 then, maybe? Get his own.
Rata nu kalilau lumala kalilau lumalo karunik piyalau kama kisah matu pinagsami nandegam atau cimik angayukam tata piragaksil gitpam tay masih tatpabunga narwanut kilwaklama tawunga kanitut taku tayyan ilisatip lumata na kigwalo kaklirangan nandegam ayay rakalak po ma. Tira kikwalo nukakto nga suli naneklo. Kakta na. Kikwalo kaklira nga nun ningitlo. Tapa na si sanigani. Ako pira ako mag-uoksa ma. Kikwalo tamon na kami. Tikitsuming nanekter na ito. Tapa na si anak-anak lo. Umanga tiko na sumat na wait na mga. Tara ta natu pinuma ke balon raktu masuli tara te chani luta nan khlu
nan reining anik milu toxer nyar wit
dalak bidor bik ko ko re aman nan ga khawne e nan ga khawne khyo ko re an
okay and in that probably that same year comes springtime he start trapping for muskrats by a lake down there by their camp area. Remember those lakes? He set his first trap then with his father in one of those lakes. At that time, they have traps now with steel traps from stores. A trap for muskrat must be small.
It was a steel trap?
Yeah. Store bought. Because at that time, they already had them in stores. And when he set his first trap, his father told him that after he set it up, where a muskrat usually comes up and just sit there, you know, it's a little place where a muskrat comes out of the water and just go there. So he set it there, like his father told him to. And he says, after you set it there, you go further back by the bank of the lake, probably, or inside little trees, and just wait. While you're waiting there, it'll come out and trap itself. So one time he waited there, and soon enough there comes out the muskrat and just trap itself there. But his father told him to not to try to get that muskrat while it's alive. He's got to hit it first in the head, on the head with a club or a stick, wood. So he said that was his first muskrat then.
In the Ravik pitch up the thing and hang an each of them, Motagumal git lunga Taga need git lungum no chop. Ugh, came a ting marrook to me. And a ting marrook among a yak upla hopman on a yokaki, umnak singer so you blew on a yak tommy. That pitch a nipping of fry channel git luta. Sinjegyot magnak suksuri tat pitcha. Tarotokanane itlunga itaksak sinjegi tinganik paknigagla ting magruk tamnik tat nisagak lunga tikisagak lunga itaksak sinjegi ka. Tamarra tamandit kagiragi giga takadanik sekata kami langani angayokamnik. Ting maklun kata ni, tiki sahur juga matau tu kalau itak sihir.
And probably that's still the same year or the next year, he finally got a 22. It was an old one, probably his father's or one of the family's, but it could shoot still. And when he first started using it, he wouldn't shoot anything, you know. And finally, one time, one springtime, he went back to a lake and started waiting for ducks to land there. And finally, he shot one. Stayed there all morning long till the early afternoon, probably no early morning. And when he was going back to their place, his parents were still sleeping. So he waited for them to wake up so that they could see him coming home with a duck. When he realized they were sleeping, he waited down there a little distance. He wanted to be sure that they see him carrying a duck along with his 22. So he waited for them to wake up first before he got home. That was probably his first duck with that 22.
Yeah.
That time those 22s were single shots. So his father sends him out without any tool to take the, you know, after you shoot, there's that thing left in there.
A shell.
Yeah. He have to have something to take it out, but his father sends him out just with that one shell. So he, most of the time he comes home with nothing. So what he had to do was come home and take that empty shell out of there. That's the reason why he still keeping guns right now. They might be automatic 22s, you know, that you can put as many shells you want, I guess. In he always think of that gun that he first used that has so much work to do on it. They say that's why he collect guns that are much easier. He says he's keeping several guns with him right now. And pretty soon, as the years go by, his father makes anything: snowshoes, sleds. So he at that time he start helping his father make sleds, snowshoes, and how to weave. You know the snowshoes, there's weaving in the front and the back. He shows him how to weave that part. And so he said he can work on all those things right now. He knows how to make sleds and boats too. He used to make boats, real nice boats.
tamara ta ili shot luwit te mane no lo lagu me ili shot saakshi ame rum angun da ga qarna taklum angi brep chaga negat no lo yik taklum angi brakhlu ta na ta na ta kanu wetta angi brakhame ta na angi brej kegatit lugu pirak nikang ili sinnaagarsi amillun nullullermut uvase nullukhutiksulli tautuktitlutin uppa tammase ta naqqaarutin inyung nullukhutitsaarsip lugu inyup tautuktaarlugu nullukhutitsaarsip lugu tara sanegaanut iillahuni ta natakitigiraama kelurama shaakkerune taaruma taatuktaarta nulluktaa taatuktaarlugu taatna taamna nullukhuni nullukhuni taaruma taatuktaarta terakinnaksarman nulluqiniksaarindarisangaagun piplugu pipmagu Arjego nanda rak nega.
Angi brak segi juga sih tabru.
Tabru ma ase kisu tasamma kin naksak kani kangir sesemat nego kangir sih mau tak na kin long buk persi man anau lap lugu tak na kisah mata tam na kin naksak kani ini coba lugu angi bit lugu tadi lat monau lap mau gula teman nak kisurak pililgi lugu tak na. Ukah begi sungat nego tak na teran anau langi nyak lugu.
When they parents, when their children first started weaving these things, they have them unweave an old snowshoe, you know, an old snowshoe. They have them rip it off, so they learn how it comes off. Or when they start work weaving themselves, they can know how to put the finish the weaving. That's what they do first of all when they're teaching young women and young men. First of all, they unweave an old snowshoe. And then when a young person starts weaving, there would be an elder person that knows how to weave right beside you. And he would have a stick with him about that long. And when you make a mistake while weaving, the person would hit you on your hand without saying anything, you know, and then you realize you make a mistake, and then you unwind your weaving back and trying to fix it. When you make another mistake, he would hit your hand again without telling you. You do this and you do that. So you find out your own mistakes by yourself. And when you're on the right track again, he puts his stick down. That's hard, you know, you have to really concentrate on what you're doing.
Rapot mama kuningan nutanik tap jo kanok pirakat khatik ilisha pinya kapta ta do kakawa du ta tabat ka tipsi chagakta tara aryo vikada da laga sikpati ki batya kado ka sumo lutik tamara ta na taiman ili trofe gatun rekhsok pakma
eh he says nowadays when he used to have men's club meeting every year. They had it last year, this past year. And when he tells these young boys we have today about this stick that they hit a person with when they make a mistake doing something, they start laughing at him, thinking if he do the same thing, I wonder how they'd feel. Mm. And he says they don't use those things nowadays.
Nishal il qali tata ilishin naklu makte kesek mega glateri lishot in resaga makte kesunga kanita kuteva to kusul naktok tara ibrul gumagla kanok sabar khatara ilishima pariga ibrul lishkenya opaktuva kanu payami tama tata sabar khat
tara Kinyaya niradi ya lusa glakto di rulli kakku gutan
ta da chemik angarra lo kasi li ya lakto go go wa ila to ri li choklo ta na pi ya shu
anyway he said one thing his father never taught him to do to make was the log cabin because his father died before they start building log cabins, but he showed him how to make sod house. Remember, he was telling us he really can do that even right now if the kids want to learn how to build that sort of house. It would be a nice project for the school, huh?
Yeah.
Aglantere mapti khamik tupi qaqsi map meri. But they had a log cabin. He made it. You know, when they start building these things, he learned how to from other people.
Probably from what tupi lase ama log cabin mak tupi tupi nema.
I've seen their log house too when I was younger.
Rasau payak, teh mata dili juga teh cuna anguk kami. Tambah ramnya kalung ni nak kanucik, tambah rapit kenyo gelarit ke? Tambah rasau tu kerugit teh mana? Tambah rata ni loke, jadi rasau tu tiket kenyo gelarit ke? Sini nak tak nak. Pogi juga, naga ka si kau ni man sapit lah, tamari jisi maklu tak ni lokan, tamari tak ni jisau tu tiket kenyau gelagi.
Kargilis lah,
mesti buka pesak tau ni nyindak pesak lewit pegi.
Oh,
dule merlu pesak hot.
Yeah, he even knows how to make fish traps. Much shark traps, and so pogi chugo ko kanok tenya yon itna kanok din napaktat
ima imogilyan cook chapiklu
and
a rocklu dat chapiklu
and a dam that you make clear across the river for she fish in fall time. They make a dam too, for fish traps or whatever.
Oh, we should walk up. Go, Mara, Mari. Shapishak, Pog Shakshi, Ami. Na paktu na kirumnik katitsa kakataktu ta na amisaw tsaanik kirumnik agla. Ipiksak lukit yung basi. kukumun. Nakhluwichuwa kuk. Kukpongi na ayub kakhluwi. Uba ona kumi. Kibungat monito uba mannakuk. It namushakwa khuni uba sukuk maluk. Takanungat mut peragege. Takna. Takna.
Don't
the googie garlu? Don't the googie garlu? Don't want to look loo. Malo can want more hang up that no pip loo.
Savar maliklu?
Eh, cow clue, pirate. Tak nak kahlu itu bahasa nak pakat punya nengonik silik tanik. Tapi nak kakit kahlu tanah tahu ngah tanah tular gitu. Tak nani kami dengan sami sajani nengonik. Tapi baru munga najum maklu itu tak nana pakhlu tanah. Tak nata sami. Naku tu tiap lugu cakla. Sebab apa kami terap kosak tu. Tak nak pergi lagi, pakai kami. Si cari itu, undang orang, umanik makunun, mana aku nak tigun, nuip cahlu, aku tak nak terima ini laku ni ini, umanu baku juga siapa nak kecahan. Si tamara, mana? Kenyo musyat luting, argu musyat luting. Tak nikna, itnika kau ragak sirak tu tunnami tak sikman. Tak rumah terakangan nik lo nik, tamara kap leka tak sirak ike. Tak numayang nasi kakit katak luwi.
First of all, they cut down spruce trees that aren't so white. This is a she-fish. Damp or whatever, that's go clear across the river. Okay, there's three spruce trees right here and the river's flowing this way. And those two poles are like this, following the flow of the river. And the third one is this way, opposite. All these are like that, those three, clear across the river. And they also chop down cottonwood trees that are wide enough. And they
bring it on Makosha what lag, eh? The Makol Legme, Paul, not to do what? Matamani, 1927. Mm. Sunok, Watako. Terakat in the whole Rotahono, work it on
Rachu. Eh?
The man they go poke to Terako leap, look at their fault, can you reach your demo?
They hammer these down into the ground firm enough so they can stand the swift water, if it's swift. And when they cut down these cottonwood trees, they lay them up like this on top of this. And towards evening, the she-fish would come around. Okay, here's one right here. So you set your boat, the front part would be right here in the back of the boat here. Right now they have their motors right here, but they had no motors at that time. So he said the sheepfish would come along right here. And here a person would stand right here with a spear and just spear them and put them in the boat each time they come to that area. He says, now they no longer make these things. The last time that he ever saw one made was in 1927. That was the last one. He said that was the year when him and his wife were first married, together. Mm-hmm. They don't even have kids then. 1927. So he was 27 years old. And the last fish dam was made.
Shabing megametera. Al shumik tan ne pagma. Temani nagro khayanya ne pigala wa nxa. Wari ubunga. It nanga aktu ko. Ko wana ipiktak marasi maka unaksik peringaktak mapak mauba pilikamit marasi alhoramit payangaychamit
akililak luitan
itnak luit takna marasi tabruminga umayang uwa nga akawat kangan di kachakani si tak nepi ragak si mata ku aming terdetak ne kap lek lu ukok it nepi ketau rat lalu tak ne kakit ne tu ne tak ku pergi tak lu pergi senak tu terdetak ne bu kakek gok tera kakek it nak aku je.
This is how they make their sheepfish spear. You call them kake. This is like those poles we use when we were boating, but they're a little wider just to fit your hand when you go like this, and about so long. And these two right here are pieces of wood. This here, that sharp thing here, it would be a knife. And those two pieces of wood right here, and you would attach probably. What, a wiring or something thick enough to sharpen and to put there. So when you see a sheepfish coming, you just spear it with that thing and it won't come back out because of these two hooks right here. He says these two pieces that are put here are flexible. You can, if you caught your sheepfish, you can just go like this and let the fish go to your boat. They're easy to
untangle. I think that the captain is not a person who is 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 a
person who is a
person who is a person who is a person who is a person who is a Namakip Lugo Pong it Nahone in Nakaluguinu Kapisakuraga. See it a passitman Kapisakamese Unapilit Lugo, Oming a Sanya Tatna Kapisak Teslo.
Oh, Volka.
It Nago Mona, Wuna Tatna Pene Kapisak Tunitundritman, Terek
They tell you to stand that certain way he was standing. And first of all, you try out your spear to the bottom of the river. And they tell you to let go of your spear with your left hand. When there's a she fish right here, so you spear with only one hand like this. Because if you are holding it with your left hand, you'll just fall over and come splashing down to the river with a she fish. He said my grandfather did that twice. He tried to hold that spear with both hands, which he should have let go with his left arm, just spear with his right. I think he's getting tired.
Oh, one more thing. Which grandfather was it that fell in twice?
My grandfather.
Oh, your grandfather.
Uh-huh, my mom's dad.
$0.50 a day? 50 cents a day, yeah.
When he first started working with the miners that were mining in the creeks, because we've got California Creek and some other creeks. And anyway, when he first started working on with these people, he earned 50 cents a day, $8 a day. Mm-hmm. So that's $4 a day. No, wait. 40.
Yeah. $4 a week.
He worked 2 summers at 50 cents a day. And then probably the third summer, he said they raised it up to 75 cents a day. Okay, 1 whole summer he was at 75 cents a day, and come next summer they raised him up to $1.50 a day, and he says that was much better because things were real cheap at those days to buy from the stores.
Taratatnakahlanga, California going Mickey Vane, Hard Rally Yaktami, Anguva Chami Shabalakama, $5 a day, 8 hours, Paxi Amatara Maknaki Choktumu Womni.
$5 a day. $5. Next thing he was, he started working with this guy that runs hydraulics or whatever they are at $5 a day. So start getting better and better, a lot of money. He worked with this white guy that runs these things in, at California Creek.
$5 a day, let's bring up it, Emma. Copsing it, there, all running. She's a man, copsing it, all running, there, that, and the time, Miss Avari, $5 a day. The Pinyane, and what Jeff's ever at our nail hunting nuggler.
He said he worked $5 a day for about 3-4 summers straight. With that same guy, I don't know what's his name. I wonder if he remembers.
Don't know how long the man is about vehicle, Manning Yak down a honey man. Manning Yaga locked to the Mitteramakar start good in your cut later. In your Migato Chimic, that name you rung in your hoodie. Pulto Chimic, pip you think the man. That the pit Yakama no Muktuma. 1942 me. Tagumus have backed them.
Okay. And they were still mining, but they don't hire that many men, you know, at those days. At about 1942, he went to Nome to look for a job, I guess.
Carpenter Townon, Subwicklinger. Dollar now was from a Paxi Amma Martinatera. 10 hours, Ilangani Shabogatami, Langani Ashi, 15 hours, it no blooming. Teratan Dollar now was from a terra, Aki Chok to Mataman.
When he went to Nome, he started working as a carpenter at $1 an hour. An hour. So that was much more than $5 a day. And he works like sometimes like 10 hours in a day, and at times he would work 15 hours a day. I wonder how old he was about.
$26 a day. That not $26 a day, that not a shovel or so. The retired nice long run the glad time, not a bargain here.
After that, he earned about $26 a day from then on. He also worked at Bornite, at the opening of Bornite, that was the early 60s, probably 61, 62. Some around there. He worked back there too. That was a copper mine.
There is a retired near the Slumnunagla, there is a retired. Bukak kahlo mo sa bukpala o si rumubuk.
Retire ka ba jagla?
Retire ka magla.
So he earned money till he was retired at the age of, I don't know, when do they retire?
60, 65.
Yeah, somewhere around there. And he says it's the first time he's working with pay after his retirement. And he's doing this.
Retired 1967,
he was 67 when he retired.